of praise. A city on a hill, surrender to your will, your glory on display. Yeah, your glory on display. Awesome in this place, Jesus, you are awesome in this place. Yeah, worthy to be praised.
Yeah. Is that just me? No. We're going to sing this again, and we're going to declare it together. I want the world to know that my daddy loves me, and I'm a friend of the Most High God, the one that holds the universes in the palm of his hand, has said, Todd, I want to be your friend. I'm like, whoa, God's my friend, and I'm his friend. Amen? So I want us to declare it out loud together. Okay, we're going to start off song, and we're going to build it up. Okay, y'all ready?
I am a friend of God.
Every voice, come on.
I am a friend.
If somebody's not singing beside you, elbow and go. Are you a friend of God? Because he says he's your friend. Come on. I am.
I am a friend of God.
Introduced to you last week because where you are, and I want us to sing it not as a congregational song but as a song to the lover of our souls.
I just wanna be where you are.
If you were here last weekend, Reed introduced this song, and I was trying really hard to learn it over the weekend, and for some reason, just the melody wouldn't connect, the flow of the song wouldn't connect, and I was thinking about it too hard. And I finally got to the point where I just quit looking at the technical side of it and just thought about, okay, this is a heart song. These words, they're a story. And you know, new wine in general, if you read about it in scripture, you know, wine was used in ceremonies. Wine was used in relational situations and communion with each other. And wine was used for medicinal purposes. And there's a scripture that says that new wine cannot be put into old wineskins. And there's, just looking through the lyrics of this song, I just felt the heart of surrender in the words and the offering that's laid down. And there's this cry of, you know, Lord, make me your vessel. Make me an offering. And then there's this one lyric that really stood out to me, and it was, make me whatever you want me to be. And, you know, there are songwriters that have the ability, I don't know about you guys, but for me, there are some songwriters that just have the ability to put to words the things that are in your heart, and the things that you've wanted to say. And I've come across some of those songs in my life, and I was thinking about this morning, and I was praying about this morning, and it was like the Lord just dropped into my spirit and said, I don't want the perfect words. I just want the song that's in their heart. That's what I desire. That's what pleases me. It's not necessarily somebody else's words, but the words that are in your heart, Destiny. And that could be something so simple as thank you, or I love you, or I need you this morning. So, in this, you know, it was that point where I just kind of surrendered myself to the heart song that was in this. And I found myself being able to just really sing along with it. I'm going to encourage you, just through these next few minutes, if the lyrics of this song or your heart song is something that was written that's been put to words within you, man, sing them with everything that you are. But if there's a song in your heart that you really, really want to sing to the Lord, don't be afraid of it. Give it life. Give it a voice. And sing it through these next moments, because that's what He desires, is that communion and that moment where you're just connecting with Him. So Lord, I just speak over us right now, the song of our hearts, Lord. God, that You would give us the words. You would give us the melody. You would give us the ability to voice what it is that's inside of us that we want You to reach. Because Your word says that You bend down and You listen. So God, we know we can trust in that. We may not understand what it is that we're here for in this very moment. But Lord, You do, and You are paying attention, and you love our hearts. Thank You, God, that we're able to have this time of communion with You. And Lord, I just ask that You would pour
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Just want to tell you real quick, some of this may sound weird to some of you, like, well, what are we singing about wine for? Well, just want to tell you real quick why we absolutely need this. John 6, Jesus told a woman at the well that anyone who drinks the water I give, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. And for anybody in here who's believed, that's true of you. God's trying to get living water out of you. But see, there's a difference between that and what we're talking about, because water will absolutely nourish you. It will nourish you. It will keep you alive. But wine will not only keep you alive, it will change your state of being. It'll not only nourish you, it'll change the life, the way that you walk about your life. We see the evidence of that. And when it's this kind of wine, it changes everything in a good way. Not in a way that makes you look foolish, in a way that makes God look great. Where there was no love, there is now love. Where there was no peace, there is now peace. Where there was no hope, now the miraculous is possible, because new wine has changed your existence. Come on, and whatever you're willing to surrender is where God will plant. Wherever you're willing to surrender your heart, that might sound weird, is where God's willing to plant. So if that's in your heart, let's just sing this one more time. Come on, make me your vessel. I need to be changed. I need change in my heart that I can't do on my own. Sing it to Him. I got nothing without You, God. God, thank You that there's still power in Your name to change things. And God, right now I pray that for everyone in this building that has received Your living water, that You'll do the miracle again, that You'll change that water into wine, and it'll change their existence, God. That it'll be true that You're saving the best batch for last. That You'll do in us whatever You're wanting to do, God. We just surrender to that. We surrender to that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Good morning, Resurrection Life. How we doing this morning? It is a great day. Come on, I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. I hope you're excited to be here. It's warming up because it's summertime, but it ain't that warm yet. I can go to the mail without my pet pits being sweaty. It is a great day to be alive. I ain't got to change shirts. That's yeah. Just enjoy that while it lasts, my friends. Enjoy it
while it lasts. This is the good life right here. If this is your first time here at Resurrection Life, our hope here, man, we want to welcome you. We just hope you feel like family while you're here. We hope you feel safe and comfortable and all that stuff. You feel like it just feels like coming home. And all we ask you to do is go out the double doors in the back, turn to the left. We've got a gift just for you. No telling what it might be. No telling. It might be a new car. It might be a Dr. Seuss book. You never know. Never know. So let's give a hand for all of our first-time visitors.
Guess what? First Finds for May is on in the app. And if you haven't downloaded our app yet, what are you waiting for? Just text RLM space APP to 77977.
Through sixth grade, you're going to get to have an amazing time like you just saw at Kids Camp this year, June the 6th through the 8th. The cost is only $120, and parents, go online today to our website and register your kids, or you can do it in our app.
May 13th.
Huh?
May 13th.
What?
Baby dedication.
Oh.
Baby dedication.
I'm sorry.
Hey, is the head supposed to round like that?
Perfectly normal. Mine does that all the time.
Ah, okay. Yeah, sure.
I can give you a leg up.
Hey, don't forget, May 13th.
Hey, if you're 50 years or older, we want to let you know that we're planning a field trip on Saturday, May the 19th, to Landrum's Homestead. If you've never been to Landrum's Homestead, it's a pretty amazing place. I've been several times. Cost is only $10, and you'll need to bring money for food. And if you would like to reserve your seat, all you have to do is call Maury Finley or Gail Jenkins. The information is right here at the bottom of the screen.
So, Brent, I heard youth camp registration last week was awesome.
We were setting record-breaking numbers for early bird registration, so thank you, Journey Parents and Journey Youth. Y'all are awesome.
Hey, when is youth camp?
Youth camp is June the 18th to the 22nd, and it's going to be out in a meet at Lion King Ministry.
Man, I hate that.
God. What's the matter, Todd?
Well, that's the week I'm supposed to be going somewhere with Nina, and I can't go to youth camp now.
Wait, excuse me.
Hello. Yeah, baby, yeah. Oh, they canceled it. So I can go to youth camp. Oh, that's awesome. All right, I'm going to let Brent know right now. Hey, Brent.
Yeah.
I can go. This is awesome.
Oh,
it's going to be so much
thank
fun.
God.
Hey, man, they got all kinds of stuff. They got water stuff
what?
There. They got all kinds of amazing
wonderful
rides. They got zip line.
You should check your phone.
Get another. Oh, my gosh, I just won a cruise.
No way.
That same week.
A cruise?
Hey, man, I can't go to camp. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go. Check this out.
Darn it.
Shmi Jonathan Almeida, ani pastor shel kehilat Shemes Hason. Shemes Hason hi kehila mashichit, doveret ivrit, שנמצאת בלב העיר ירושלים. כי קהילה משיחית אנחנו מתאספים כדי לעבוד את אדוני, כדי להתפלל אחד עבור השני. אנחנו לומדים את פני הקודש ואנחנו באמת רוצים להשפיע לחברה הישראלית הירושלמית. פה בשמן ששון אנחנו ממש פתוחים כל השבוע, יש לנו קורסים שאנחנו עושים פה בבית קהילה. יש גם לנו את הפרויקט קשור לספורט ותרבות שהיום מפעיל כ-100 תלמידים. יש לנו ייעוץ בתחום הרוחני וגם פסיכולוג שגם כ-10 אנשים כל חודש אנחנו מקבלים. בשבילנו כל הפעילויות האלו מאוד חשובות, לא סתם בגלל שיש תנועה בתוך הבניין, אלא בגלל שאנחנו באמת אוהבים את האנשים שבאים ואנחנו משקפים את אהבת אלוהים והם מרגישים את זה. אנחנו באמת מאמינים שאלוהים רוצה שאנחנו נעשה תלמידים. תלמידות זה משהו חשוב בשבילנו, שכל אחד מאיתנו כמאמינים צריכים להיות גם תלמיד וגם לתלמד מישהו. ואנחנו רואים בתוך הקהילה את הפרי שדבר אדוני עושה בחיים של אנשים. פשוט דרך דבר אדוני, דרך הלימודים הזה, הם יכולים להגיע למקום טוב ביותר. וכמובן הרוח משתמש בזה כדי להביא אותו לאמונה במשיח.
Pursue adoption.
We signed up for an adoption agency that was recommended by someone at my workplace out of Hattiesburg called Bethany Christian Services. 5 years ago, we started the IVF process and the adoption process.
We were with Bethany. In the meantime, we actually matched with a little boy. And the week before he was supposed to be born, the mother decided to parent. And so we went ahead and we pursued another adoption agency. And so we are now with two adoption agencies. And continue to pray, continue to do, you know, things with doctors and all the things that they can do. And we're just not having success. Continue to pray. And then
put a adoption announcement on our Facebook page. Just saying that, hey, we're adopting, just to kind of raise awareness that we were trying to adopt and pursue that, and just kind of raise awareness for us as a couple and for people to pray for us. And
because I think at that point that we put it on Facebook, we had realized the importance of having a support system.
Right. You need that support system from your family, from your friends, and from your church family, because if you don't have it, I don't think you're going to make it. You won't make it.
Again, I mean, mostly just people that would pray with you and know that it's difficult.
Not that it was easy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But it made it easier. It helped.
To have someone share the burden.
You know, they ended up calling us and asking us to send our profile book, which is a book you sum your life up into 20 pages.
Into 20 pages. Everything about you.
So we sent that book thinking, they're never going to call us back. No one adopts someone on Facebook. God orchestrates things because this, I was to tell that.
Actually, it was kind of out of the blue. We got a call from someone I worked with when I lived in Charleston who knew someone who had a sister who lived somewhere who knew of a birth mom that wanted to place her child for adoption. Before we knew that we were going to have fertility issues, and before we knew that God would bring us to the point of adopting, He had placed this woman in my life. This lady was someone that I met 10 years ago when I worked in Charleston. At her church, knew someone whose sister was in another state who
was going to house someone.
To get her off the streets and was going to orchestrate Avery into our lives that way.
So this is Avery Reese. She is
almost eight months old. And is just a bundle of joy.
Happy all the time.
And just our miracle.
Let me just tell you something. I told the Lord when He told me to do that last year, I said, Lord, you know, what happens if it doesn't, nothing happens? And the Lord just screamed back in my spirit, what happens if it does? Well, that's what happens. You know, and so, man, I want to encourage you to invite people that want to get pregnant. Invite 9 Christians here next week. Because the greatest way to get somebody's attention that God's real is to do a miracle in front of them. Amen? So I just want to encourage you to be a part of that. And we're going to pray that God does something special. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant or uninformed. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. He ain't talking about stupid. He's talking about they can't speak. However, you were led. Therefore, I made known to you that no one speaking of the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one says that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but in the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the gifts is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom, to another the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I invite You here. Do what You do. Holy Spirit, You are welcome here. Come and be a part. God, I just pray that You will give us revelation today and touch us today. In Your name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to make a bold statement. Huge. There is a Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it again just because I can. There is a Holy Spirit. Now, I know we all say amen, but I'm convinced a lot of us don't think there is. I'm convinced, and the reason I'm convinced is we still think we can hide stuff. People still think they get away with stuff. Just because the government don't catch you don't mean God don't know. Can I get a witness? All right. I got a witness. The Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit is supernatural. I'm going to say that again. There is a supernatural Holy Spirit. Let me give you another observation before we get into the lessons we want to learn from this passage. The Holy Spirit is a gift of Jesus. I'm pausing for effect. The Holy Spirit is a gift from the one. How many of you are expecting when you die, that Jesus Christ, who went through hell so you don't have to go there, and you have put your faith that when you die, you are going to this place called heaven. Lift your hands if that's you. I believe that. All right. That same Jesus that you're putting your faith in said something like this. Man, you want me to leave. You want me to leave because the guy I'm sending you, wow. That Holy Spirit, wow. He's going to be awesome. He is a gift from Jesus. He is not evil. He is not bad. He is not weird. He's a good gift from Jesus, and he is not to be afraid of. I know that people have abused him. I know that people have gotten goofy. People get goofy at the buffet, but you still belly up after the church, don't you? Right? Let me make it one more observation. Therefore, the Christian, for the Christian, there should be spiritual activity around your life, surrounding your life. For the Christian, there should be a manifestation of the Spirit in your life. And I know some of you from your background, you think I'm talking about tongues. No. There should be manifestations of the Spirit. First of all, how about this one? Galatians 5 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Those things should be manifesting in our life. Spiritual activity. We should have stories of answered prayers. We should have stories of God doing this, of God doing this, of God providing for us, of God doing... There should be story after story. See, I can tell people who are yielded to the Holy Spirit, who like the Holy Spirit, who invite the Holy Spirit, they always got a story. And then there's those who say, you know, I got saved back in 1942, and I've just been hanging on ever since. Once you get saved, the Holy Spirit doesn't stop. He increases His activity. He starts wanting to grow fruit and give gifts. He starts wanting to show up in your everyday life. Our lives, let me say it like this. Our lives as a Christian should be marked by the Holy Spirit. He'll lead you into doing stuff you'd never do yourself. He'll set you free from your past. He'll set you free to do stuff. He'll have you giving your life away. He'll lead you to do this and that and all these other things, giving here, doing this. Does that make sense? It should be marked by the stories of the Holy Spirit. There in Romans 12:3-10, please... You know, I've been in, and I don't want to sound like a heretic. I have been in church my whole life. You got to understand that. So I mean, my whole life. I believe in the local church. You should be a part of a local church. But being in the local church for that long, I have seen the good, the bad, and the extremely ugly. Okay? And I have heard countless sermons to try to put God in a box. It always bothered me when my Pentecostal brethren, and I'm not complaining, it just bothers me when I say, when somebody tells me when the Holy Spirit shows up, this is what's going to happen every time He shows up. It sounds a little bit to me like I'm dictating terms to Him. And what you've got to understand is, this is not a complete list. I've heard countless sermons about this is a power gift, man. God's got more gifts than that. I mean, Romans 12, it talks about different gifts. There are several places. Romans 12, 3 through 10, just write that down. We won't take time to read it. It talks about different gifts. There, you know, also in a place it talks about a gift of hospitality, a gift of mercy, all these different things. The important thing, don't miss the big picture. The big picture is you want and need the Holy Spirit to be in your life. Let me tell you something. If you're trying to raise kids today, in today's world, without the Holy Spirit, you are crazy. I need the Holy Spirit to tell me how to do things. I need His activity. Does that make sense? So, let's learn some lessons from what Paul is teaching us here. First of all, number one, God speaks. Now, it was important, especially important in that day, because they worshiped idols that men made, and they would cry out and worship idols. But I want you to know, our God made it a point. The first time He talks about the Holy Spirit, He said He's not like those dumb idols. He speaks. Stop saying you can't hear God. Stop saying God won't speak to you. It is a right. It is a right of the Holy Spirit. He is not like the dumb idols who can't speak. It is the right of every Christian. It is the right for you to expect Him to speak to you. Some of you, your God is too small. Well, I can't hear God. I don't know. Man, let me tell you something. My God's so big, when He wants me to hear something, baby, He's going to break through. I expect Him to speak to me. God speaks. He speaks through His Word. He speaks in our mind. Sometimes you have choices that are not listed in the Word. What do? You inquire of the Lord. You don't weigh out the pros and cons. You get wisdom from the Lord, and He speaks, and expect Him to direct your path. He can speak through stones. He can speak through songs. He can speak through people. I've had God speak to me for listening to a conversation that wasn't even addressed to me, and the Lord answered a question I was having. I've had God speak to me through an inchworm. I'll tell you, I've never seen one before. I was praying, God, it was terrible. I was speaking at a retreat, and it was awful. I was the speaker, and man, it was sometimes the way y'all look at me Sunday morning, just, you know, and I'm preaching my guts out, and man, I went off, it was no door to Alabama. I sat on this big rock, and I started praying, Lord, do I need to leave? I mean, is it, you know, the guy said, you know, what's happening? And I looked down, and the first time in my life, I saw an inchworm. And they do just like the little riding thing. They and I was mesmerized. Oh, it's an inchworm. And then I went back to praying. And all of a sudden he was, because I was sitting with my legs crossed, he was between my legs and he was going. I went, look, man, he made it from there. And I went back to praying. God, speak to me! And a few minutes later, I looked over and he was going over the side. And all of a sudden, I knew what the Lord was saying. Just keep inching along. Just keep going. You're going to get there. See, if you expect that and know that our God speaks, the first thing He talked to those people about was, He's not like those idols, baby. He speaks. If you will give Him an opportunity, see, most of you, your prayer life is telling God what you want Him to do for you that day. God bless me. Take care of him. God, would you fire my boss and give me his job? Thank you. Amen. Kind of like the way you do your spouse. I'm sorry. That's another sermon for another day. You know, man, you got to listen. I expect God to direct my path. I told the Lord, you know what I told the Lord? Based on this right here, I told the Lord when I became senior pastor of this church, I ain't smart enough to do this. I've never been a part of a church this big. I mean, I don't know what to do. Well, you got to look out for spirits and Jezebels and. I just finally said, look, man, I'm going to just do what you tell me to do. And if something bring it in front of you, speak to me. And can I tell you, for the last umpteen years, that's exactly what he's done. I expect him to tell me when something's wrong. Amen? Second thing you need to learn about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to honor Jesus Christ. Notice that right off the bat he says, look, when I'm around, Jesus Christ is going to be honored. Now that's huge. That's huge. Jesus Christ. It's all about Christ. The Holy Spirit, his activity is going to make you honor Jesus Christ. Do you understand that that's the test? How you know, people say, well, how do I know it's God's word or God speaking to me? If it don't honor Christ, you just get away from it. Because that's what Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. God sent the Holy Spirit. He is going to point toward him. If you want a life that honors Christ, how many of you have ever said it? I would like my life to honor Christ. If you want a life that honors Christ, yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. He'll have you love on people that you can't stand and like it. He'll have you forgive people. He'll have you do things. He'll have you, we do the gifts, all those things. He'll have you do all kinds of things. Do you understand that a life yielded to the Holy Spirit is a life when you get to the end, you'll go, people will go, now, that guy loved Jesus. That guy loved Jesus right there. Yeah, he did. Look at all the story. You'll have story after story. My father, my father wasn't perfect. He wasn't a perfect man. He had his flaws. All right. But one thing he did well was this. One thing I learned is if he felt like the Holy Spirit was leading him to do something, he didn't care if it hair-lipped the world, buddy. He was going to do it. I've told this story many times. It's one of my favorite stories in the world. We're driving down Highway 11. And my dad was always carrying on. That's where my sons get it from, you know. I'm kind of a quiet guy, you know. Like my dad was always carrying on stuff and carrying on. We're driving along, and all of a sudden, he just gets quiet. And I had seen that before. And, you know, my dad had taken me. This is why you need to train your children to live in the Holy Spirit. My dad had taken me to pray for people. He had taken me to help people move. He'd go, do this. He had trained me to do it. But I knew that look. He said, Alan, I need to do something. And that always scared me, you know. Okay, what do you need to do, Dad? Now, I'm a teenager. I'm about 18 or so. And he says, I think the Lord told me that I'm supposed to stop on the corner and sing How Great Thou Art. And I just went, Dad, we need to pray about that. We need to think about it. Because, see, I know some physical things. First of all, my dad was a horrible singer. I mean, he was the kind of guy that the verse was make a joyful noise to the Lord because that's exactly what it was. It was a racket. And second thing I knew about my dad singing is he only had one setting, either off or wide open. And so he said, I feel like the Lord is supposed to. I'm supposed to do that. And, you know, in my flesh, demonic pit of fleshly trying to save myself, instead of joining in with him, I said, Well, he didn't tell you I had to do it, did he? He said, no, you can sit in the truck. So he pulls the truck over where the post office is, right downtown Picayune, Mississippi. He pulls the truck over, and I'm sitting there going, oh, please, God, don't let my friends see this. And my dad walks to the corner of Highway 11 and right there with the boulevard and all that, and he did just like I knew he would. He lifts his hands and loudly starts singing, How Great Thou Art. Oh, Lord, my God. And it wasn't near about that good. About 30 seconds into the song, I'm dying. A policeman pulls, and it pulls down Highway 11 and slows down, and he's watching my dad, and then whips over behind the truck. And I'm like, here we go. Front page of the paper. We're going to be on page. Local preacher sent to Whitfield. You know? That man got out of his police car. He walked up briskly up to my dad and threw himself on him and began to weep. And he said, my wife has left me. My life is a shambles. I don't know what to do. And my dad, sitting on the back of our truck, led that man to the Lord that morning. Now that's Holy Spirit activity. Now, thankfully, he's never asked me to sing on the side of the road. But what I'm saying is, where's your story? There ain't no second-class Holy Spirit. We all got the same Holy Spirit. Remember he kept saying, different gifts, same Spirit. Different gifts, same Spirit. Where's your story? He wants you to have them. Because every time you do them and you have an experience like that, you know what happens? You fall in love with Jesus all over again. Every time that happens, the love of Christ floods your soul. Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. A life marked by the Holy Spirit activity honors Jesus. Man, I want to honor Jesus. It don't matter how much you know. I said it a few weeks ago. This is my 34th year of pastoring. I want you to know that I have found out a undisputable fact. True spiritual growth does not happen unless you give away what you've been given. It ain't more knowledge that you need. It's giving away what you got and then you get more. Does that make sense? Next thing. Can I just say this? Let me just say this because it's all about Jesus, you know. This is why I had problems with that prosperity gospel. And I know some of you might have got caught up in that. This is why I had a problem, because it wasn't all about Jesus, it was about you. Hey, you do this, you'll get more money. And then I gotta have these nice things to show that the prosperity gospel works. I gotta drive. You know, I don't think Jesus drove a Cadillac donkey. I think he walked most of the places, right? If it ain't all about Jesus, your stuff has got you. I mean, whatever. I want to be blessed. I'd love the Lord to rain down. I'm ready. I've told the Lord again. I am ready for the test of being stinking, filthy, wealthy. I believe I'm ready to be tested. But it don't matter if it's about Jesus. It don't matter whether I got nothing or everything. If it's not about Jesus, then it's worthless. Amen? That's what the Holy Spirit does. Number three, we learn real quick. Everyone is gifted. Everyone. Everybody say, I'm gifted. Stop lying and say you're not. I'm gifted. You are gifted. I'm not talking about just natural talent. Look at verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one. He didn't say a few. He didn't say just the preacher and the preacher's wife. He said each one. You are gifted. If you are saved, you are gifted by the Holy Spirit. Well, what gift I have? Well, find out. Invite him in and he'll stir up something. Amen? There are gifts. He lists gifts in here. There are things. It's not just talents, but talents without the Holy Spirit are worthless. He is a supernatural God. Everyone is gifted. Everyone has a gift. Everybody. I walked with my wife through this. She thinks, I'm not as talented. She sees other women who are good at stuff, and I'm not as talented. And women do that more than men. I just want to say that, and I'm not trying to stir up a hornet's nest. Women compare themselves to other women a lot more than men. If you just feed us and let us fish every once in a while, we're going to be all right. But women like to compare. I'm not as talented. I'm not as good. Look at what you... See, that's what the flesh does. When you understand the Holy Spirit, I am gifted. He has given me gifts, what I need. He lists some. All those. And now listen. Let me go ahead and jump a thing because I get to ask this all the time about speaking in tongues. Yes. Yeah, I speak in tongues. I like it. Okay. There you go. But understand that that's not the only gift. There are all kinds. In fact, in chapter 14, it says, pursue love, desire spiritual gifts. Why? Not so I can show off. Not so I can be blessed. Not so I can do things, but to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I want my life to be marked. There are times praying that I don't know what to pray. I pray in my prayer language. I believe if you seek the Lord, I want you to hear me now. Everybody listen. I believe if you seek the Lord over a lifetime, you yield to the Holy Spirit, all of these things will happen in your life. Now you will flow in one more than others because that's when He's gifted you. But there are times I need a miracle. There are times I need different things. I need discerning of the spirits. You understand? He will manifest whatever you need at the time. Don't marry anybody until you have invited the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Because He knows what's in them tight-fitting jeans. Oh, but Brother Allen, I'm going to get them saved when I marry them. No, you're going to be up here whining and crying for people to pray for you. What am I going to do with my husband? Maybe he'll do a marriage. I don't know. It's a whole lot easier to get them saved before. Amen? Everybody is gifted. Everybody say that. I am gifted. I have gifts. Let me just say this to you before I move on, and I'm almost finished. Listen, first of all, the Methodists and the Baptists, they done beat us to the eating places, so we need to let them clear out before we can get there. All right? Listen to what I'm saying. I probably, and this is not bragging, it's kind of sad, I probably have bought more birthday and Christmas presents than you have. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, I got 11 kids. I mean, we're still behind on birthdays, giving birthday gifts. I have to buy Christmas presents. I have to. And I want you to know that I'm like you. Well, like most of you. Some of you are not like this, and bless the Lord. But I love the first of the month because the end of the month lasts a long time. You know what I'm saying? You run out of money at the end of the month. Some months seem like they last 50 days. So my money is being spent on presents. You tracking with me mentally. Can you imagine my emotions when I spend a lot of money on something or something and they don't use it? I ain't happy. Me and my wife are having a conversation about it. I'm going to think twice before I buy them another one. The Bible says you can grieve the Holy Spirit, and I think one of the ways you grieve it is you don't use what He's given you. Everybody hear me? I want to use the gifts that, hold on, how did I get them? Jesus Christ bought and paid for them with His blood. It was a heavy, high price that the Holy Spirit came and is indwelling and infilling in me. It was a big price, and it is offensive for us not to use. In fact, don't you think the Holy Spirit is so offended that we argue about whether the gifts are even today? They take that 1 Corinthians 13 totally out of context just so they can say, but they can't control. You cannot control the Holy Spirit and His gifts. And because they can't control it, they just say, well, that's not for today. That was for them. That's wrong. It is for today. I need the Holy Spirit in my life. I need His gifts. Everyone is gifted. The last thing I want you to hear that was so jumped off the page, number four, was it was for the profit of all. God isn't gifting us just so you can have a gift. He wants to bless other people. He wants to bless other people. He wants to love on people through you. Listen, the gift of hospitality under the anointing of the Holy Spirit breaks people down. The gift of mercy under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I have prayed over people. I ask them when I don't know what to pray for people sometimes. This is not all the time. Sometimes they come to me and I say, is it okay if I pray with you in my prayer language? And they have said supernatural. They heard things. Oh, I didn't hear anything. But they said, listen, I'm using the gifts under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's all about blessing people. It all comes back to what Jesus said. Please hear me. I love Jesus because He's simple for a simple country boy like me. It all comes down to love God and love people. For the profit of all. Your gift is not a badge. Your gift should honor Jesus. In fact, it honors Jesus when you use it. It honors Jesus when you use your gift. I want to give you an example. Okay? And then we're going to pray and invite the Holy Spirit. In fact, here's your assignment this week. You know, I always give you an assignment every week. I want you every day to invite the Holy Spirit just all day long when you think about it. Holy Spirit, come and fill me. It says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. That word filled in the Greek, it is a continuous verb. In other words, we leak sometimes. I need to be refilled. I need to be filled. That's your assignment this week. I double dog dare you. See what happens. You'll find yourself loving on people. I don't know what's going to happen. He's the one that determines how he wants to manifest. You'll find yourself calling people. You might have a dream. You might have a vision. You might speak in tongues. I don't know. It's his job. But don't be afraid of what Jesus Christ died to give us. That's the whole point. It helps people. I was at a particular church speaking, and, you know, I'm an ex-football player, so a lot of times I get invited to churches that are not particularly like our church, which is fine. I go in there and I ask them, what do you want me to speak on? And I do exactly what the pastor asked, because I believe the Lord loves variety and all that stuff, okay? I never go in there and try to cause trouble, okay? And I understood where I was. I was in a very conservative church that doesn't necessarily believe that the gifts of God are for today. All right? And I preached with great vigor what the pastor asked me to. Okay? And I'm standing in a group in a church that doesn't necessarily believe. And that's fine with me. I ain't arguing with nobody. I am through arguing with people. I mean, I cannot tell you how over I am of that. Don't come to me and argue about stuff. Don't mess me up because it's working for me. If it ain't working for you, that's your way, though. Here's what I'm saying. All of a sudden, because y'all know I have certain giftings. I am gifted, just like you are. We're in a room. I look over at this teenage girl, 16, 17, whatever. And I just look at her, and I couldn't see her face. It was just all dark and shadow. And it just startled me. And so I stepped back, and I just said, Lord, what is that? Lord, what's wrong with her? And all of a sudden, in my mind, I saw her laying at the end of one of those old metal, what do they call them? They're ticky beds, antique beds. You know what I'm talking about? Those metal ones, those springs, huh? Laying at the end of a bed, weeping and crying. And the Lord said, I said, Lord, what is that? He said, because I expect God to speak. Amen. If you don't, I'm sorry, man. He said, in my mind, he said, the girl is being sexually abused, has been sexually abused by her stepdad. And because of that, she can't get saved because she doesn't feel like she's worthy. She's too dirty. Jesus couldn't love me. I knew it was the Lord. I had heard that voice many times. I said, well, Lord, I'm going to pray for her. Because I ain't going to do nothing with it here. I mean, this would be bad. You understand? Cause a ruckus. And you know how the Lord, I want to tell you, the Lord will pester you. That some gun will pester you. You know, my dad used to call him the hound of heaven, but he is. He gets on you about something. You know. And so finally I conceded and I said, well, Lord, if she comes up and talks to me, and you got several hundred people there, if she comes up and talks to me, I'll say something. And so I ain't making eye contact. I'm hoping this meeting gets over in a hurry. I'm praying. And all of a sudden, I got my eyes closed and I see a pair of feet and it's that girl. And here's what the first thing she said to me. I felt like I was supposed to come talk to you. Man, I want to go, Holy Spirit, you are not fair. This is like, this is so unfair. So I said, well, okay. So I just told her what I saw. Told her. Just took a chance. I'm about to get run off. Of course, I did pull her off to the side. I had a little sense. Pulled her off the side. Nobody was around. I said, here's what I saw. She began to wail and weep and convulse. How do you know that? How do you know that? And I said, it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. And He wanted me to tell you, He loves you. And you are worthy. He died for you to be set free from that sin and shame. Yeah. Wow. And I said, do you want to get saved right now? She said, oh, please, please. She begged me. For the first time in her life, there was an opening to, man, I can really get rid of this shame. No, it gets worse. Listen, I don't care. Don't argue. Please don't come up and argue with me. But if you believe in heaven, well, there's got to be a hell. You can't pick and choose stuff. You ain't God. If there are angels, there are demons. You know. So I start leading this girl through a prayer, a salvation prayer. And when I get to the part, just like we read, Jesus, I like to make them say, Jesus, you are my Lord. When I got to that part, she started manifesting. And I'm like, oh my God, about here. I grab her and I start whispering with emphasis, you know, in the name of Jesus. I mean, she started, Jesus, you're my Lord. It was like a demon had her around. I said, demon, you release her in the name of Jesus. You release her voice. And she went, yeah, I thought she was about to fall out right there. And I'm like, oh God, please, not here. She went, Jesus, you're my Lord. And this girl that walked in depressed and broken and shameful, she literally skipped out of that room. She said, oh my God, I never thought I could be free. Amen. See, the Holy Spirit's not here for me. He's here to bless others through us. See, if we ever get that mentality, we'll stop praising having a gift. We'll just be excited we get to bless somebody else. Amen. And more people will get set free. Because, listen, there's a lot more people. That girl had been in that church her whole life. She had heard all the sermons. She had heard all the stuff. She had just heard a great sermon. I'm just playing. That was a little joke. And none of it, listen, look at me. None of it mattered until the Holy Spirit showed up and she got set free. That is one of the names that He has. And He wants you to know you're gifted. You are gifted. He wants to be part of your life. Because every time that happens, look at me now. every time an experience, and I could tell you stories all day long about waiters and waitresses and people at gas stations and all those things. I could tell you stories over and over that I've watched and I've seen. And then look at me now. Every time I do something like that, or the Holy Spirit uses me to bless somebody, you know what happens? I fall in love with Jesus more.
Come on.
I cannot explain it. I feel more like His child every time. See, we're waiting for God to do something, and God's saying, give away what I've already given you, and you'll get more. Just love on people and do. And guess what? Every time. Because it is more blessed to give than receive. Amen? So quit worrying about what gift you got. He'll give you what gift you need at the moment. Amen? But invite the Holy Spirit, because you are gifted. You don't have to live. Listen to me now. You don't have to live being dictated to. Wouldn't it be cool to be a businessman? And I can tell you, I can call up some businessmen that operate like this. They don't do any business deal until the Lord speaks to them and says, do it. Can I tell that story real quick? The old one? The Lord spoke to a businessman in here, told him to buy out his partner at the worst possible time. It ain't a good time to go get loans when we were in that recession. Wasn't a good time. Can I tell you, it's been one of the best things the Lord has done. Amen. Now He's blessing more people. He's giving more. You see what I'm saying? Man, your life ought to be marked by the Holy Spirit.